Everybody's doing something. We'll do nothing.
Welcome, damn it, welcome back to that show about nothing. This is that guy, Eric X, along with my motherfucking nigga, 2A motherfucking G, aka Aaron the Misfit. What's going on, buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm chilling.
Nah.
I'm thinking it's going to be Aaron today.
Aaron?
Yeah, it's going to be like in the middle.
The balance?
It's like it's going to be a balance. It's going to be the middle ground. I'm not going to be too either which way on this one. I'm not going to be too radical, 2AG, or too, you know, calm, Aaron the Misfit. Because I smoked me a...
The reefers,
but I also drank some coffee. And I'm taking my medication as
well. So well balanced. I'm off the coffee and Alka-Seltzer. What is this, flu or some shit? Whatever.
But yeah, dude, I don't know what's up with that. I don't know.
It's a terrible combination.
But, yeah.
Stomach might get the bubbling halfway through this motherfucker.
Like, I believe it will.
You think so?
I believe it will.
You betting over?
Yeah. Definitely over. Because it's no wonder you mix Alka-Seltzer with coffee, essentially.
I didn't mix it with coffee. I drank it after the coffee.
Back to back. All right, if I took a shot of goddamn whiskey.
Touche already, nigga. Touche.
There we go.
I can agree with you on that one. Wasn't the smartest decision, but I felt rough. But
no, it's definitely a...
Hey, we're down here. We linked up, so we got to power through. I mean, I do anyway. You feeling all right?
Yeah, I'm actually cool. I mean, fucking got the 07 in the background. You know what I think I'm going to do is like at this, probably in a couple weeks, like have the best albums that came out in January.
Right, in January specifically.
Okay. Yeah, because it's like it's enough time to really.
I would have to go back and listen to them because
yeah, no, but know, it's albums that came out.
I didn't listen to anything.
I'm gonna like make a top five, but so far I feel like what my top five is probably gonna be that in a couple weeks.
Yeah, you already know because you paid attention.
Yeah, like right now, Mick Jenkins is at the top of the shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking. I could just do hip hop,
because
that'd be easier. It'd be easier because there's so many fucked up. There's so many albums that came out. There's a lot of albums that came out in January.
I definitely have to take your word on it because I haven't paid attention to shit.
And here's the thing: what information's out there? You gotta look the shit up.
I know. That's what I said. I just have to use the fucking week to go through it, and by the time we get up again, we can do it.
Like that. What the fuck was that? Just the Pine Jump by 070 Shape. Shit's raw right here.
Who?
I think that's her name. 07 Old Shake, nigga. That's how the fuck it's spelled.
No sarcasm there. I don't know who the fuck you're talking about.
She's on that Kanye song, Ghost Town.
On the him and what's his name album?
No, off of, before he turned he was turning the past to West.
The cult leader.
Yeah, before he turned the past to West, that song. You don't know that song either?
Nah.
Jesus Christ, are you are washed, man.
I told you, man.
Fucking living under a rock. You don't know anything right now. Apparently not. Well, it was fucking this song. But either way, I'ma stop talking about the fucking albums. But that's something I'm gonna do. I think that's a good idea. Cause it's easier to go on a monthly basis, like me rating just like saying albums.
Trying to cram for the year type shit.
Yeah, because there's so many shit that dog, there's so much music comes out in a fucking in a month. Just think.
Where you can't even damn near keep track of it because.
Unless you're trying to look for all the release dates.
Yeah. Because even if I hit new releases on Google Play or
they're
whatever,
not going to show you everything.
It's not going to show half of what's out there.
Exactly.
And that's just a Friday. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, so you got to just actually go look at it. It's all kinds of shit. I'm pretty sure, like, all the hip hop outlets or whatever, they
probably put something
they
out.
Post
they have
them,
to.
Too.
Well, they should.
I know Genius does.
Genius?
Yeah. I'm not giving no fucking endorsement because they don't pay me, but that's... like, for real.
do it, or was it just fuck it? Did you even care?
We had these conversations before. I told you, I'm like, I realized that I'm not in love with football as much as I thought I was. Because, like,
yeah, I know.
If the Vikings
ain't in it, you don't really give a fuck.
Yeah, and it's only so much that I really cared about that game. I just cared because I knew it was going to be football at its highest. At its highest level. That's the fucking highest level you're going to find motherfuckers playing football on planet Earth. It's in the Super Bowl. So, that's why it's like, okay.
With that being said, you damn sure don't give a fuck about the XFL.
Nah, I mean, if it'd be in the background, man. It's like,
if it's on and you catch it, so, you know, so be it. But if not, you ain't going to seek the shit out.
Because also, you got to remember, nigga, I'm writing the fucking book, nigga. So, that's just very fucking time consuming and tedious and fucking boring, but more so time consuming. So a lot of my fucking mental thoughts, not even just like physically doing shit, like man, just regular mental thoughts just be fucking on that shit, you know what I mean? Just like, alright, shit, I gotta figure out how to structure this, I gotta do this, I don't think I like that, you know what I mean?
Cause while you're doing it, you also have to research it.
That's another thing I ain't even got to the research part just because it's just drafts,
just getting
man.
The thoughts down at this
it's
point.
Just drafts, dude. It's just trying to get. Once you get to, at least for me, I don't know how everybody else fucking do it, but at least for me and shit, man, it's like, once I get to that further in the drafts, then I'll start doing more research.
The structure and putting it everywhere.
No, right? Yeah, no, well, I'll start doing more research just for authenticity and accuracy. Right.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Because one thing I don't want to be is like, fucking, even though I'm just, the book is supposed
sole
to be for
purpose.
Entertainment, the sole purpose is a money grab.
Yeah, sole purpose is. Let's figure out how to get some bread off this shit.
My name is still going to be on the shit.
Right.
And my name has to only be attached with dope fucking goddamn quality art. Because that's what I do. Sure. I can't put out no bullshit because then they'll be like, hey, nigga, what you
doing? Putting out bullshit.
Yeah. That was actually something I was going to get into later, but fuck it.
What's that?
It's ironic that I pressed shovel and that song came on as soon as I said that. Retraction. The question, I'm sorry, the action of drawing something back or back in. A withdrawal of a statement, accusation, or understanding.
Reason why I brought that up, I was having a conversation with somebody and I was talking about just like I'm going to do interviews, but not for a while. And he was like, oh, what about the podcast? It's like, people just to go back and listen to that. And whatever you said on there is what the fuck it is. And I'm like, I never thought about it. It's like, yeah, that's kind of true.
Point.
That's a valid point. Because it's not like I wouldn't do interviews, but I just feel like they're, at least for what I'm trying to do, dog, it's stupid, man. It's stupid. Especially with a lot of shit I see, man. It's just like, because things you say, shit you say is set in stone, regardless of whatever. You know what I mean? And I was like, I was thinking about retractions.
I mean, technically it's not, but motherfuckers take it that way.
No, it is. And it fucking, in this day and age, pretty much, some shit that I tweeted, whenever the fucking case was, motherfuckers is going to be, you know what I mean? I'm gonna bring that up. And if I'm not saying anything, because I don't have a social media. You know what I'm saying? Outside of whether this show or the fucking.
So you're pretty much what you're saying, if you ain't out here defending or you know,
yeah,
trying to clear things up,
then that's what it is.
They're taking it as concrete.
Yeah, they're taking those things as concrete. And I've said, and here's the thing, because I don't really listen, go back and listen to these songs all the time. I do just for a lot of times, just for fuck, make sure the sound quality is there, whatever, but. Whatever, you know what I mean? We said. But, well, not what we said, but, you know what I mean? The quality is whatever. But, like, I went back and listened to the last episode. And I was like, entertaining, as always. Some things I wouldn't have said. Not because I didn't mean my point, but I should have said the shit different.
Like how it can be perceived if you,
yeah,
you know, the way.
Even if I didn't mean it like to be like aggressive or malicious, whatever, motherfuckers would take it that way. So, am I going to retract some of the shit that I said? I was, when I brought up this topic, I was. But nah, fuck that. I should have said it different, but I still meant all the points that I was making on the last episode, and episodes before that, and episodes before that, and episodes before that. I'm going to say a lot of shit, and I'm going to
maybe go back on it. It's what you meant at the time you said it.
And
information can change all of that. Like, you know, if you find out some...
Well, not even information, it's just mood, nigga, because my mood shifts. I'm not going to fucking act like I'm not a... I'm a mentally stable person and shit. Nigga, my mood shift, everything, like, shit just be changing. So I might just, I still feel the same, but I just like, oh shit, I could have said that different. I wouldn't have been as aggressive in my approach and as passionate as in this shit. Yeah, I mean, I just said some shit different. Because at the end of the day, I don't mean it like that. One thing I will say is I said some shit about, I think it was like, if you black, you listen to him in my kind, you call in one of your ghosts, I'm going to look at you funny. I shouldn't have said that shit. That's corny. I retract that statement.
No, you're not really retracting. It's more so like, you could have put that a different
way. Yeah, I could have worded it better. Yeah. I could have worded
like,
it.
How the fuck can you look at this guy as...
No, but I also... But here's the thing. I said before that statement, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt that you don't know music that good. That's what the fuck I said. So in a sense, it's like, I'm not really retracting that shit. I just said I could have said it better. But retractions.
Wait. Your retraction just you doubling down on it right then and there. I'm gonna say I didn't mean it that way, but I meant that shit. So it's on you on how you took it. But I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt.
I'm gonna have to
label. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
it's not like I won't do interviews, but it's just like it's a time and a place for shit, man. It's like, why the fuck? How many times can a nigga tell you some shit that you
already know?
Yeah. Like, if I did like interviews for a month straight, then you already got my fucking story. What do you need me to do? You don't even want to do all interviews for. I think you're stupid. Because I'm not looking for the fucking limelight. Like, why you think we don't goddamn record these goddamn podcasts, nigga? My face is already out there. Because, to a G, I was, you know what I mean, made music. Was making my name buzz in the underground out in Cali and shit, so... Faces out there, but that desire that I had in those days, they're no longer there. I don't want to be a nigga in front of the camera with fame. We talked about that shit a little bit on the last episode. It was like, nigga, just like, I don't know why a motherfucker wants that notoriety. I don't know why niggas want that notoriety, dog. I don't. It's nothing.
You gotta prefer. You gotta persevere. Cause it's gonna be sunny days, but can you stand the rain?
This is on shuffle.
That's cool, bro. I'm just saying, it's kind of like I don't understand why niggas want this fame shit.
Oh no, I wasn't gonna change the song.
It comes with the territory, baby. You gotta stay in there. Put your shoulders up. Shrug these raindrops off.
It's money without fucking fame, nigga. I believe that. It's entertainment. Entertainment is money without fucking fame.
If I knew how to...
I'm not even talking about like big fame. I'm not talking about like Beyonce fame, nigga. I'm just talking about some...
Yeah, because that's just weird. Like, that's just...
Talking about legitimate thousand followers or whatever and shit. You know what I mean? That's not big. But it's famous enough.
What, 250,000?
Yeah.
Say it's in this area. That's famous.
You know, pretty.
That's fine here.
But no, you would have your 250,000 followers would obviously be spread the fuck out, nigga. It wouldn't be in one area. That would be dope, though. If you had 250,000 followers in one area, you'd be retarded to ever leave that fucking
Houston
area.
That's shit. You ain't never got to leave.
Oh, I would say Cali. A lot of Cali artists, nigga, they never have to leave. Ever.
You don't care to.
Yeah, I can name a bunch of fucking Cali artists that you never heard of, but them niggas just, they making money. You know why? Because Cali is just... has enough population, nigga, I don't have to fucking leave. I can just do shows.
Like, and having a loyal fan base is, 250, well over, you know, it's better than having a million motherfuckers ain't copping shit.
Shout out to Roddy Witt, Rich, if I had some fucking champagne or some sound effects. Yeah. Do the bell and the buzzing and all that shit. He has the longest number one hip hop album running.
This year?
Of all time.
Roddy Rich? How long is it number one? On Billboard?
Yeah. It came out in November, so it's like 2 months.
I mean, I don't know these things anymore. I would just assume Drake had it for some reason.
I would have thought it would have been M.
M probably did have the record.
Wait, they said he took it away from him for like a day or two or some shit.
No, I think M probably had the record of the longest number one, but now it's
Roddy Ricch.
Yeah, it's Roddy Ricch.
It's for the album or the song?
The album. But you gotta remember, like, we're in the age of streaming now, so it's different. You know, I mean, the
isn't like a some ridiculous number, like a million streams equals like one fucking physical sale or some shit. I don't know the fucking.
I don't know, but you gotta think how easy it is if you got a popping song to obtain a fucking million streams. You can do that shit probably in a half a day.
With a million streams?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All these fucking people in the world with smartphones.
There's
and shit.
Billions of people.
If I watch a video on YouTube or listen to a song on YouTube, whatever the fuck I listen to it on, they count no streams.
Right.
I mean, if it's a Facebook link and shit like that, so yeah. All those things go towards your streaming numbers. Which go towards I guess the album sales and shit. That's why a lot of niggas will drop a single, and by the time the fucking album come out, it'll already be at a, like 250,000 copies sold.
Because it's just the streaming of that one particular song.
Just that one song.
It's kind of fudging the numbers or whatever.
Niggas is always gonna fudge the numbers to make they shit work. What is this? I got so much music on. I don't know what the fuck you playing, nigga. I just be skipping.
Side note, was Curtis Mayfield the first nigga to do trap music? We'll push him, man.
I'm your daddy. I'm the nigga.
That nigga said, want some coke? Have some weed?
I mean, that's have we ever talked about that on this show?
What, Curtis Mayfield?
No, just, well, I was about to bring up the topic, like, any, if I go back to any era, it'd be the 70s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, just, we talk about this often, actually.
It's just, nigga, it just seems so fucking fly, nigga. Everything about the 70s just seems so fucking cool, yo. We ain't got the music.
That's usually the coolest shit or whack as fuck. Like, there was, like, no in between.
You was either this? You was... Nigga, how can't you... Nigga, there's no way you cannot feel cool walking to this song, nigga. Nigga, you could be dressed in the motherfucking dirty-ass jumpsuit with paint all over your overalls and that shit and walking to this song, nigga.
But that's when you get off work. You know you about to go get fly and step out tonight.
Nigga, I got nappy-ass
job turkey.
Stay breath and shit. Slob on the side of my... Still feel fly walking to this song, nigga. Oh, let's analyze the lyrics.
I'm your pusher man. I'm your pusher man.
That nigga had a lot of drugs too, man. Usually, you know, not all drug dealers are one stop shop. He was a one stop shop.
Coke,
nigga.
And we most dabble in one or the other.
He had dope too. He had dope too. Coke, weed, dope. We had all
you
that
know
shit.
What I mean? You be like, hey man, you got some coke? You be like, get the fuck off my block, nigga. We don't sell drugs. And do you want this weed or not? You know what I'm saying? You ain't never, I mean, I don't do hard drugs or anything like that, but nigga, you ain't never got heroin from your weed dealer.
No, that was, well, I don't do heroin. That's fuck that. I don't even. The pill behind it. Crazy. Whatever. Fuck no, nigga. That was, you get slapped. You get slapped, nigga. Some junky ass side of here, nigga.
Niggas will be offended around here. You know, nigga. You know what's his name got that shit. Don't come around here with that.
Come around here, nigga. Fuck with me. Fucking goddamn dope, nigga.
I don't even know a nigga that do cocaine weed at the same time. Well, I know you.
That sounds like a fun night to me, buddy.
Say you don't get it in the same setting. Is what I'm saying.
I actually did.
You had
I'm not gonna like this. Of course, I'm not saying that. But I remember before I went to Vegas, I just went to the homie. And he's like, yeah, bro. Because I was trying.
Was the homie black?
It doesn't matter because it wouldn't be giving too much description. Nah, he was Hispanic. Okay.
Cause
I'm Cali, nigga.
I wasn't expecting it. Oh, you said Cali, my bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Because okay. at the crib here, you know who you going to get that shit. Like, you hanging with your other friends when you on that shit. You don't do that shit around us.
And here's the thing. The niggas I went to Vegas with, they like, you ain't fuck with that shit. They drinking and shit. You know what I mean? The homie, he sipped a little bit of the lane with me and right. shit. Because, dog, I was on. I had the, I had what I called the body bag and shit. It was a Crown Royal bag and it had all my drugs in it.
had fucking Xannies, had lean, I had fucking the eat pills, I had coke. If you live in carefree, then you probably don't look like us. Damn, nigga, let me cook right now. And that was it. Only four drugs. Wasn't too crazy.
Man,
it was
a
body bag.
Like, you can have that around me, and you know that's all you. I mean, you have the time of your life. Well, you ain't got to share none of this. Nah, nigga, you get that shit out of my car.
Nah, I would. What the fuck were we just? What were we talking about? Something?
Pusher Man.
Was Pusher Man.
Was he the first trap nigga? I mean, making trap music.
Yep, he was.
Yeah, probably on the mainstream level. I mean, as far as we know, we weren't there at the time. So I don't know if it. Man, that nigga Curtis biting off of E from up the street.
No, but it's not like they weren't talking about dope and shit and other songs. They weren't in the city.
Yeah, but he was literally saying, nigga,
name it everything.
Come down this alley, nigga. I got what you need.
Like, yeah, he was.
This nigga sound like one of the niggas that was just getting beat up in Gotham on Batman. He just in the alley slinging shit. Like, getting assaulted by a white vigilante for no fucking reason. Yo, you ever realize that? Like the normal, like the before he gets to the main villain or whatever, Batman, he just fucking with nickel and dime hustlers.
I know some regular ass niggas just trying to feed their family.
I know. He's
beating the shit out of them.
A nigga that snatched the purses now is getting beat the fuck up.
I ain't talking about a person. I'm talking about like drug dealers.
Yeah.
But it'll always be the drug dealers be like, hey kid, you want some candy? This is like candy. Which is, but it's instead of eating it, you sniff it.
And all you have one more. Go on your mommy's purse.
Go on your mommy's purse. Make sure it's $20. Get a 20 out. It's always those drug dealers. Those the drug dealers that we never had growing up, apparently.
I swear, like.
Niggas never offer me no fucking drugs.
You act like you're upset about this. Like, nigga, I had to wait till I found the shit on my own.
Upset about lies, nigga. That's what I'm upset about. About being lied to for the majority of my life by adults.
I ain't never been approached by no stranger in my life.
Think about that dynamic. The people that little human beings look up to the most and look up to for guidance and shit are lied to by them. Adults, we just be lying to kids like shit. And
we call it protecting them.
Hey, we protect them. Nigga, how you protecting the kid by telling them Santa Claus exists?
Yeah. Well, I never did that.
How the fuck? And we're not talking about theological. So what do you believe? That's different. That's a whole nother level of shit. We're talking about shit that we know.
You fucking them up on a whole nother level on your own time.
Yeah. I ain't gonna say that. But shit like fucking, that shit is kind of out. But shit like Santa Claus, dude, why the fuck?
Easter Bunny and all that
Claus
shit.
Santa Claus exists.
Jesus died, and now this bunny come and giving us eggs and shit. Nigga, bunnies don't even lay eggs. I'm fucked up.
Like, fuck that, man. Because I remember when I was in, but that was also the school I went to.
What is like a religious situation or something?
No, the teachers just made me seem like I was a bad person. Cause I was telling the kids like, man, that shit don't exist. Yeah. I was a little ass kid.
Yeah, I was like in pre-K when I was telling kids Santa Claus wasn't real.
You know how I knew Santa Claus wasn't real, nigga?
Well, my dad told me he bought the shit.
My parents told me visit. Cause I found out. I was like, man, this shit's stupid. I was like, nigga, I stayed up all night until the sun came up, nigga. I ain't hear shit. Or I went down the stairs and seen my dad passed out, motherfucker, cause he probably was drinking some Henny or some shit the night before. In front of the tree, like he was guarded or some shit. I was like, man, what the fuck, man? This shit ain't real, nigga.
Did he get the toys out is what matters.
Toys was already, I don't even remember. The toys probably was already, I can't even remember that, but I knew what the fuck.
Imagine your mom coming in there and, you know, the toys ain't out and he drunk on the couch. Like,
I wasn't no step up. He probably pulled some more gifts out of her closet or some shit like that later
on.
I didn't care. Fuck
that. One year, my mom, like, I'm opening shit, and she realized, like, whatever her main gift was that year, say it was a video game or something, it wasn't out there.
Uh-huh.
And she had to double back, come back and bring the shit. I didn't give a fuck. I got it, you know?
Yeah, cool. I'd be like, kids with stupid shit. Certain shit, you not necessarily lying to them, but it's like they not gonna be able to comprehend shit. Certain shit. So I understand that part, but stupid shit like Santa Claus, nigga.
You telling your kids that.
Fuck no. Are you crazy, nigga?
No, hell no. I didn't tell my kid that either. But I'm saying, I'm like, motherfuckers protecting them, their kids until they're 13 and 14 about Santa Claus.
I don't believe people do that.
There are people that do
really?
That shit. Yeah. I remember like middle school was a motherfucker that thought Santa Claus was real. But been to multiple funerals and shit, like, you know what I mean? Like, death.
Yeah, because this was, I was like, this was before you came down here middle school, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So this was PG?
PG County, yeah.
That like, nigga is, he was very,
sheltered.
He was very strong-minded.
I mean,
because the fact that he still believed that while everybody around him,
like, nigga, like, legit, 7th, 8th grade, there was motherfuckers, kids in my class that have been murdered.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like, nigga.
And this nigga still walking around believing there's a Santa Claus. He's scared to death in the hood, but he believes a white man's bringing toys here one day a year.
It's like, fucked up. I wonder how he's doing nowadays.
I don't know.
Hopefully he's doing good, buddy.
Hey, but think about it. There was etiquette in the hood.
We all got fucking ups and downs. Peaks, valleys, and shit. Shitting on people while they down right now. You laughing at somebody. Right now. You up right now. Chilling.
Never thinking it could happen to you.
You making 6 figures a year. You good. The ebb and flow of life, baby. Ups and downs. Shit can change.
Fucking Newton's
shit can change. And it can change. Very quick.
If it can happen, God damn it just might happen to you.
And it can come. Newton's Law.
Anytime.
Is that Newton's Law?
Damn.
You just make it up. This nigga just throwing names out there. Oh, yeah, old white science.
That's Newton's Law of physics. Right? That's, if it can, it,
I mean, you know what the fucking the disclaimer of this show is. We don't know shit. Just, no facts. No facts. Just zero facts, 100% opinion.
Oh, that's an object in motion, stays in motion. Energy, baby. What comes around goes around.
Well, that was a nice statement.
I can save myself a little bit.
I can say a great whiteness something. What comes around goes around. I know I'm gonna have shit come back on me. It's gonna suck, but I'm gonna stand on it. Shots out to Rush Limbaugh for having cancer.
What?
Everybody give that man a round of applause. You fat oxy head. You're going to die soon. And unlike me,
what?
I know I'm going to die, but I'm cool with it. I'm not scared of death because I'm not a piece of shit human being like you. I know my spirit is going to transfer to a better, whatever the fuck. I don't know if it's going to be better, but it ain't going to be where you going, nigga. Because you're a fat piece of shit, and hopefully you rot in the depths of the lowest energies of the universe. Shouts out to Rush Limbaugh for having cancer. I just want to bring that up. Cause I found out he had cancer, and I was like,
and that excited you?
It didn't excite me, but
you just applauded that shit.
Made me laugh. Cause he's such a fucking horrible human being. Fuck him being racist, dude. The shit that he says and the dumb people, the dumb masses out there that he manipulates with the shit that he says and he's able to control is very detrimental to society as a whole.
That nigga's
because he's just making fucking money. He's doing it as a capitalist. He just don't give a fuck about nobody's making money.
He's
money.
Like the Skip Bayless of his world.
his arena. And here's the thing. You can dislike somebody but still have respect for a craft. Because as a fucking broadcaster in his style and what the fuck he was able to do, I have a level of respect for him. Because he's talented.
Like he's literally mastered how to do this shit.
Yeah, he's mastered that shit. But he's a fucking piece of shit human being, man. And the earth is still going to be a shitty place. It's going to be even a shittier place because it's only getting shittier. But fuck him. That's what I'm pretty
much about to say. It's about to be one less shitty motherfucker.
I'm about to say it's going to be one less shitty motherfucker, but
this nigga's applauding his death like a motherfucker.
Well, he ain't died yet.
But you waiting. Like, yeah. You applauded that shit. That's hilarious.
I did. No, man, because he's a fuck. He's I'm like, glad. He has an applause. He said some shit. He made fun of Eric Garner.
All the terrible things happened to you and only you.
Yeah, I do. He made fun of Eric Garner dying and shit, dude. Like, fuck him, man. Fuck him.
Damn.
That's what I'm saying. You say, you see how to make you say damn? Why? Fuck that. People gonna be applauding when I die. I'm not gonna be as a piece. I'm not a piece, nowhere near a piece of shit as fucking Rush Limbaugh. I'm a piece of shit on a certain level, but it's like misdemeanor. Piece of shit level. It's not like felony misdemeanor, like piece of shit. Like he's a felon, he's like a high max security piece of shit. You know what I mean? That's he needs to be in the highest tier of jail and shit.
So you like, pissed on school ground sex offender. He like groped the motherfucker.
Oh no, he went full fucking bareback with some little kid. Like
why he had that, the kid, dog?
He's that level and shit.
I'm signing on this, dog. This is random. Well, it's not random anymore, but we said sex offender. So like, you know, just scrolling through Facebook or whatever, and we know a couple people that are on these lists just from high school. I don't know if you know exactly who these people are, but because I don't like, it's literally just people I ain't even fuck with. But it amazes me how many people, like if you log onto that shit, check out the sex offenders around you, you're gonna be like, nigga, that's my neighbor.
Because like, they got. I never did that.
Do it, dog. You're gonna fuck yourself up.
So, are you able to find it? We get. Nah, no, we're not gonna read.
I mean,
that.
No.
We would never read that name. Even though they're a fucking pieces. Because I ain't gonna say pieces of sex offenders. It's different levels.
Because I just said that a case.
Yeah, you
one of the cases was literally a dude pissed on the school's grounds, drunk.
Yeah.
Cops got him. Niggas are registered sex offender.
That's fucking.
Your dick out on school grounds. So that's all they need. And then I got, you know, like a family member that was married to a girl.
Mm-hmm.
He was 19. She was 17. They got a divorce. Her parents went back and said statutory rape. Like, a nigga went to jail while having 3 kids with this woman.
How long was he in jail?
Like a couple years. Like, he didn't do a little bit of time, nigga. It was technically statutory rape.
Did you visit him?
No, I didn't visit him.
Alright.
As a nigga that been in there before, you don't want to go see niggas in there. And you don't want nobody to come see you. And I say that because I only did. Remember the last conversation we had on time in jail versus time you could have spent in the military.
How long does somebody have to be locked up before you go visit them?
Oh, I just kind of touched on it, but nigga, you gotta be four and a half, 5 years in, excluding holidays, because, you know, nigga want to see a nigga around Christmas, I guess, but I ain't come to see you on a weekly basis, dog, if you had options, right?
Because
like, you could have went to the military during 4 years in the Middle East, and you think I wouldn't have came to see you there, but you want me to go down to fucking Hagerstown? See you in the feds.
Like, if you went to college in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Maybe the holidays, nigga.
So
you might come back home, but what if you find a girlfriend down in Hawaii?
Because the circumstance is a little different, time's a little harder, you lonely, you want me to come up there and see you, nigga?
So a nigga gotta be locked, I think 5 years.
Five, yeah, 4.5, 5 years.
5 years, that's you gotta be locked up 5.
Because, nigga, you went a year without seeing your parents before.
Nigga, I went years without seeing my parents.
That's what I'm saying. Like, bro, I ain't gotta come see you. Like, I ain't seen my mom's. You know
what I mean? Like, I went years without seeing. We went years without seeing. Like,
yeah. And I'm not picking up the phone every time you call either.
That's one thing I would do. If somebody's in jail.
Why? What's the difference?
I pick up the phone most because it's nothing to pick up the phone.
If I'm busy, I'm busy.
It depends, yeah. If I'm busy, of course.
Like, nigga, you get the same opportunity tomorrow around this time to call me.
I can't call you back, but also, nigga, well, it depends. Everybody's motherfucking schedule be different and shit.
Yo, the most, there's nothing more toxic, you know, I hate that word, but I gotta use it here, than a nigga controlling his bitch from jail. I've seen niggas argue with their woman on the phone, and then, what are you gonna do? You have no choice but to call her back. Bitch, fuck you then.
And here's the thing.
And she picks up, like, this woman was accepting this abuse over the phone.
She can do an angry fucking, you, what can you do?
Like, nigga, nothing. All she gotta do is not put money on her phone. And this nigga was like, bitch, didn't I tell you to put money so I can talk to my such and such?
I'm gonna write this bitch an angry ass letter.
I know. Bold letters and shit.
Bold letters, like, capitals.
Like, nigga, who you raising your voice at on paper?
All kinds of. Like, nigga, all kinds of exclamation points. On
that, you know? This nigga scribbling this shit where he's starting to stutter. Like, come on, yo. I'm not reading this.
That's pretty fucking funny, yo. Oh.
Sign up. Don't go to jail.
Fuck no. Fuck no, dog.
And it's not even like it's crazy because, like, I wasn't in no camp or anything like that or the feds. Nigga, it's just boring. It's like, you don't value shit until it's taken away from you.
Why you want to be forced to.
Nigga, you're caged.
Just picture this. A random nigga off the street. You're walking. You and a random nigga off the street's walking ahead of you. Both of y'all get grabbed. and thrown in a little ass closet. And that's where you guys gotta be.
You're forced to make friends.
For 23 hours a day. 23 hours a day. You're in a fucking little ass room with a fucking stranger.
When you're doing intake and you're in that fucking lockdown 23-1.
Oh my god, when it's just
niggas.
Niggas just.
It's literally like. And like, it was two bunks. Me and my cellie got there first, so we had bunks. They literally put two other niggas in there with mattresses on the floor.
Yeah, I seen that. I was like,
damn, bro, I would switch with you, but nah. Like, what the? You think I'm gonna give up this and go down there?
I was like, man, when I was in the job, I was like, goddamn, I hope this nigga don't try to fucking like buck up.
Cause I was like, nigga, just put me on the block.
I'm fighting for this bad nigga. Ain't no way I'm sleeping on the floor, nigga. I guess I'm gonna be doing some more weeks and shit, nigga. I'm not sleeping on that floor, nigga. Yeah, you gotta flush that, nigga. I don't want to smell your shit, man. Yeah, do a courtesy flush or something, man. Niggas is shit.
Hey, man, you sit down when you pee.
But, like, when the nigga said that, but that was, they was locked up, They was in there for years. I kind of understood that because he's like, nigga, I'm a Muslim. Nigga. I pray on the floor.
Nigga, this is my home.
Yeah.
You leaving in 6 months. I'm going to be in this bitch.
Like, nigga, don't.
Hey, man, don't piss on my floor.
Wait, nigga, I pray right there, nigga. I gotta, you know what I mean?
Don't piss on my floor and wipe
That's what the East is, nigga. The East is in that direction when you pissing that, nigga.
Wipe the toilet if you hit the sides, nigga. Like, come on, bro. You shit when I shower. You know, when I'm out here, that's when you use the bathroom.
Yo, so check this out. This is a segment I want to do from now on. I'm going to start trying to find these fucking stories. Because it's always crazy-ass fucking stories. And they're not always from Florida, believe it or not.
Yo, I just seen two, like... last week, that was like, I was just scrolling, they was back to back. I was like, damn, Florida.
So, I got, you know what?
Is it just something in the water down there? What the fuck?
Go ahead, Jim Jab, real quick while I pull up this story because I got the like the headline and shit, but I actually want to be able to read it.
What's the gist of it? Like,
get a little detail. Nah, it's nothing for me to pull it up.
I just gotta,
pull it
let's
up.
Go to the article.
That's what I was saying. Like, what's the gist of it? Was some.
Alright, so a man.
Assault type shit? Or
a man. Is released from prison after now identifying as a woman. Sandy identifies as a woman.
So they just let him out.
That's what I'm saying. I want to read this shit. I want to read this shit.
That's some Florida ass shit. Like this nigga.
That's what you thought. That was your guess.
That's what I'm saying.
What state? What state do you guess this is?
I know it's not Maryland. These motherfuckers will give you more time for some shit like that. You gotta serve two sentences then. Once over here, and then we gonna shit your ass to the
what
female
state do you think
job.
It is?
Oh man,
you're never gonna guess it because I know. I guess California. That's what my first fucking first thought was.
Clearly, I would think Florida, but since you say it's not, what's some random fucked up? Is it a small state or?
I don't know how big the state is.
I'm gonna go with
I don't think it's not a small state. All right. I don't know if it's big.
I'm just going to this is random. I'm going to say Texas because they ain't know how to handle it. But I know it's not because you said it's not a small state.
All right. So, according to reports, a 23-year-old convicted child molester named Joseph Smith.
Wait a fucking minute. How did he?
Named Joseph Smith was released from prison after undergoing gender reassignment surgery while locked up.
Wait. He got it done while in jail. That was offered to him.
I don't know if it was offered to him.
They said he underwent it when he was in jail.
Yeah, but I don't know who offered it to him. I don't know how he got it. It doesn't say how he got it. I'm just fucking reading. After undergoing gender reassignment surgery while locked up, the Iowa State's Attorney Office...
They just didn't know how to handle it. Yeah, they were just like...
Would you have guessed Iowa? Shit. I would have never guessed Iowa, dog.
I
would have never fucking guessed Iowa. Doesn't seem like a state where you can pull some shit like that. Hold on, let me finish reading this. All right, Iowa Attorney General's Office believes Smith is no longer a public...
A threat?
Anymore. Well, public menace because he identifies as a woman. Smith was put in prison in 2014 after they reportedly... Who the fuck... They fucked up with their... Whoever wrote this little junk, they fucked up. Smith was put in prison in 2004 after... They said they... After he reportedly molested... Oh! No! He can't call him he anymore. That's why they put they.
Yeah.
So I guess
it's they until he identifies.
All right.
And I heard he can switch each day.
That's what I'm saying. You see how fucking confusing that is. Yeah. Like they.
But if I call,
I thought he was saying I thought that was a typo.
If I call it that, then I'm wrong.
All right. Or he should just say whatever the fucking this molester goes by. After, that's what I'm gonna call him. After he reported, that's too confusing. After he reportedly molested 15 children, ranging from 1 to 15.
So he
touched. This is a hard article to get through, but 1 to 15 children.
He touched 15.
Ages 1 to 15. 1 to 15. And no, he molested 15 children.
Ages 1 to 15, dog. As young as 1. Dog, why is he in the street? He or she?
Fuck that.
So women's.
We don't be able to grab. Why is it on the street? Along. Alright, let me finish this. Ages from 1 to 15 along with that, they reportedly touched a high school student. Attorney General Lynn Hicks spoke. That fucking thing keeps fucking me up. Spoke on the matter saying offenders' hormone levels are an important part of sustaining an offender's likelihood of.
So they're saying his hormones, testosterone is lower, so he's not aggressive?
Recidivism, that's going to be the word. Because I don't know what that means, so I'm going to look it up.
Recidivism. So is that just like, he's civilized again?
No, the way it sounded, it doesn't, I don't know. The way the word sounds, it doesn't sound like it's, I'm about to look it up afterwards. Alright, hold on. The Attorney General said, on a matter of saying an offender's hormones levels are an important part of sustaining an offender's likelihood of recidivism. I guess that's just redoing it again. I think that's what recidivism means, like, I'm gonna figure out what exactly it means. We don't believe, that's what I think it means. That's what makes most sense. We don't believe we have evidence sufficient to prove Josie Smith, because that's what he's going by now. That's what they's going by now. Josie Smith has a significant chance of reoffending. Smith reportedly received treatment for gender reassignment while at the Newton Correctional Prison over the course of 2 years. Smith reportedly is going by Josie now.
So he literally had the process while he was there, and his sentence got cut altogether. Not like, because they're saying, I guess his testosterone levels aren't where they were, so he's not aggressive anymore? Is that what they deem? Like, nigga, male or female, you touched a 1-year-old. 15 people. Nigga, this is who you are.
This is what I said about earlier, like, Rush Limbaugh dying is not going to matter. It's not gonna matter, dog. You have human beings. Like,
wait, and he's 23 now. They said, and he did this in 2014. How young was this dude?
I don't know. Is he 23 now?
I thought that's what the article said.
Hold on, let me go back because I was about to exit out of and look up.
But damn, he was at an early fucking age touching kids.
He was convicted at 23.
Oh, convicted at 20. Yeah. He should have
23, and
he should have been.
So he's probably like 30, almost in his 30s now. So.
29, I think. It's 2020. It is 2014. Almost 30.
That's almost.
Yeah, 30, yeah. No, I was just saying it was 2014. That was easy. But no. Put that nigga back where he was.
He was lucky. He was on a good tier, dude. Man, you should have poked his fucking ass up, man. What are y'all doing in Iowa, nigga? How y'all let this nigga?
Was it in Des Moines? That's the only place I know Iowa. I just wanted to say that.
How y'all let this nigga live? No, Boise.
Boise.
You know Boise because that dope ass fucking blue turf.
Yeah. Boise State was the shit, yo. Hey, did you see? I don't know if this was true or not.
Hold on.
Go ahead. Recidivism.
Okay. All right, a tendency of a convicted criminal to reoffend. I didn't know that word. That's the word for the day.
Recidivism.
A tendency of a convicted criminal to reoffend.
Turn your dick into a vagina, you get out of jail, I guess. That's literally a get out of jail free card. And he had the process while in jail. That's what's like baffling,
So if you have money, because
clearly, that's not a public defender that got this nigga off.
Nah, fuck. What I'm saying.
He had the money to have
the surgery while he was in jail.
Well, he didn't pay for it. The state probably did.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I know, according to Orange is the New Black, if you already had the procedure done, you go in the women's population.
No, and he had it while he was in jail.
That's what I'm saying. And remember, the chick on Orange and the New Black was getting the jump done while she was in jail, right? Because remember, they were asking him, like, yo, you still got the jump, right?
I gotta watch that show.
You never seen it?
I seen like pieces of it, but I never.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because she's actually a transgender woman, right?
The actor. I don't know. I told you I gotta, I really don't.
Oh, you don't know any of it? Like, okay, so the black woman. is, I guess, what she's identified as. Mm. I did well. I said she and everything.
Like, you're getting better.
You're
getting
better. Yeah, that was actually pretty good for me. But she identifies a woman in real life. So the role isn't like a stretch for her, and it's like meaningful in the community, in their community or whatever. Well, the community, because we're all in the same fucking community.
Yeah, we're all in the fucking same community. Try to.
But yeah, the fact that that's literally that was literally shit,
like not shit boxed together with Joseph or fucking Josie or whatever the fuck he wants to go by.
But you that's issue money.
I can't. I hope you and Rush Limbaugh. on the same fucking plane that crashed. I was just a bunch of pieces y'all of shit. Too. Just all on a fucking plane and just crashed. I hope the worst things happen to you. And only oh my god, dog. The anger that I felt reading that fucking article.
Was that your first read? Because, nigga, when it got to the 15 kids, you got kind of fucked up. Like, wait.
Yeah, nigga. That fucked me up, nigga. That was my first read. I seen the headline.
And then aging from 1 to 15.
I was like, oh, this is crazy. I was like, this is going to be good for a crazy news story.
Where was he, like, what type of job did he have? Like, why did he have access to one-year-old children? I mean, these ain't...
Rural Iowa, you know, there's no telling. But I don't know where the fuck he was at. It's Iowa, though. But Iowa's pretty much rural. I drove through that bitch, so...
This nigga, he made this broad statement off a small sample size.
One thing I will say is... Once you start getting,
I went to Iowa State
on that part. In that part of the
Iowa State, though, and it was bad. Yeah. Anyway,
once you start getting like the Midwest and certain parts, it's like, God damn, these roads are clean. There's no fucking like no trash and
the highways are
it's
empty.
Nothing like the East Coast, nigga. The East Coast is filthy.
Driving through Iowa, I didn't think people lived there because it wasn't no traffic. It was just smooth fucking sailing.
Every city looks shitty from like New York down.
This nigga just. You just fucked the entire East Coast, is what you said.
No, all our cities look shitty. I'm not shitting on our cities. Did I say they are shitty? Our cities do look shitty. Baltimore and DC look fucking shitty.
I'm not arguing with you. You've been mad at me all day, man.
I'm spazzing at him. I don't know why. I made some coffee earlier. And
he said, I'm not making your fucking coffee. I didn't ask him.
Yeah, there's no reason. I was like, why you making fucking coffee? It's been spazzing, man. It's been zapping.
You gotta get your hormones.
My hormones. I'd be like, that fucking. Oh my god, man. We gotta talk about something more.
Moving along, sir. Moving along.
More lighthearted, man.
Josie, right? Fuck Josie.
Fuck Josie. Okay, here we go. You ever see that video when the little kid was like looking at his mom and he just said, he just fucking threw himself on the back of the floor? It's like, why did you do that? She ran out. I don't know if you ever seen that.
Nah, because she lost me this. I'm like, why she ain't spanking, boy? Like,
but it was like, kids do shit just for attention, right?
Hell yeah.
That's how I look at...
Well, people do shit for attention.
Well, and what's the best thing to do when a kid's doing dumb shit for attention?
No,
right? That's what celebrities do, and we react to it. We just react. I knew... Like yesterday, because I don't get fucking zapped and shit, man. I just try to be aware. I'm in my world, but I don't want to be so much where I'm in the hole and I don't know anything that's, you know, going on. Even though most of the shit is irrelevant, you know what I'm saying? I try to keep track of the important shit. Anyway, I've seen like some shit with Meg Thee Stallion and G-Eazy.
Okay, I was trying to figure out where you were going with this, but okay.
Paid no attention to it. Because I knew it was just some shock bullshit. It was just...
Hey, me and you got a big enough name.
Yo, let's fuck them up with this video.
Yeah.
Watch what they do. And just like fucking idiots. People just ran to it.
Think about it like this. If it is true and he has like a girl or whatever. If he literally just like, hey, look, babe. I'm about to post this shit with Meg Thee Stallion. Don't trip off of it. We just doing this for the numbers.
That's all I did. Cause you can even look at the video. It was like another person at the end. He's sitting on the couch and shit.
It's like,
they probably was at some party and chilling. He's like, yo, hey, watch this. Let's do this shit. Let's you get on the, you kissing my cheek. We get to.
It probably was like, hey, do you mind? Let's run these numbers up real quick. You're not busy for the next 15 seconds. You know what I mean? Like, let's get some shit out here that's going to give us 24 hours worth of what they call it as young people clout.
And I guarantee their streaming numbers went up.
Absolutely.
Awesome shit off that.
Like, they had no interaction before then, and I think the one post I saw...
They probably did, just because behind the scenes shit. You know?
No, I'm talking about on social media.
Yeah, but just because it's not on social media.
This is what I'm telling you what they did. He literally went and put hearts
under her. Is, if it's not on social media, it's not, it doesn't exist.
No, I'm saying, like, as far as their interactions on social media. So he just dropped hearts under his, I mean hers, and she did something under his. It's like, we got him for the day. We don't have to do anything else. We accomplished today. It's like, our numbers are going to be straight, and we got them buzzing. And what do we do next? Nothing. We do absolute, the work has been done. We gave it legs. Take off.
Like, you don't even have to. This is my thing.
And it will work the same for you, just on a much smaller scale. If I go over there and post me and my lady kissing, it's going to get a reaction. Not from a bunch of people, but maybe if you, maybe I was in the inbox or two. Oh, nigga, you got a girl? Yeah, I was trying to hide that from you. It's like, that's none of your business. I was drunk and sass, could I come over? That was it.
Like, the shit, though. I don't know why people just run to that shit, though.
We're so invested in everyone else's lives.
Here's the thing. When I say certain things, or why people do this, why people do that, I said this before, and I gotta keep reiterating this. I can't fucking judge you. I'm not better than you. I'm not judging you. Well, I'm just saying things.
You're better than some of y'all.
I see it from my point of view. I'm definitely better than fucking Jose. That fuck piece Jose. Of fucking shit. Whatever. Josie.
Josie. Oh, I'm sorry, Jose. Fuck Josie still.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jose. I didn't even mean to put your name in that shit, my nigga. You're like, hey, Holmes, why don't you do that to me? Nigga, I know that's stereotypical. Hey, don't forget, like nigga,
you got to go back to Cali.
I got to go back to Cali.
Jose going to run down.
I ain't going to Cali, nigga.
That's where you get your coke from. It's
like... His name, that's actually close to my fucking name. It was pretty close. It's actually pretty fucking close, bro. But yeah, I can't judge y'all. So I say shit. I'm saying shit for my point of view. And this podcast for me is just
this is our outlet. Dude. We just get shit off, man.
This is me and him talking. This is how we talk
on a daily basis.
Off the mic. I mean, off the mic is a little bit.
it's
a little bit more. You know,
cut cards and kind of just get whatever shit off.
It's a little bit more blue. I would say that's what they saying with the language when it's out of the content or whatever the fuck. It's a little bit more whatever, a little bit less politically incorrect. That's how I'm saying. It's a little bit less politically incorrect. That's the best way to say it. But nah, I'm just shooting my shit off. I can't fucking judge y'all. I got a lot of shit.
I got my own problems I need to work on, so I don't judge y'all on the plate, at all.
In my past, I got all kinds of memes. I know that's gonna come at me and jokes in the future. I'm ready for it, baby. I'm ready for it.
As long as it comes with paychecks as well. I can handle it.
Here's the thing. I'm going to see. This is going to be a way to fucking make. We're in the age of, no matter what happens, you can make that to a business. That's some kind of business move. Even if it's no, what the fuck, how embarrassing this shit is. Or how good it is. Regardless. Embarrassing and bad and controversial is more so than good. Because good is whatever.
But no one praises the good. Like, nobody wants to see you doing well.
They want controversy. They want something they can talk about.
That's why people dislike.
But it's ways to sell it, because I didn't even start thinking about that in their streaming numbers going up until we was talking. Because I guarantee you it did. Yeah. If I probably looked back and looked at it, from the time she posted that shit,
nigga, today. If someone's searching Megan Thee Stallion a million times, niggas are seeing that, companies, and they're like, oh, Megan Thee Stallion,
both of their numbers, but
I'm just saying it because. Again,
right now she's the bigger artist. Right?
I don't. Is she? I mean, I don't.
Hell yeah. Look, Jeezy's been out for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Has he done anything lately?
I don't know. He has whatever he got.
Because he's got his mainstream audience, success. So
he's on his out. He's not going any higher than he is. He's at his level. That's the level he's gonna be at. Her, on the other hand, she's the next big female thing that they're trying to put at the forefront. Right. Like, it's crazy how they do.
And
it's crazy. I like her initially because
it seems like
they're
genuine.
Trying to push Cardi to the side. Like
it can't be multiple.
Yeah, it can't be multiple females. That shit.
I'm sorry that I even said two. It can't be all.
Multiple. It's plenty of fucking.
Like
Rhapsody had one of the best albums for last year. She had a top five album, hip hop wise. Top five album of last year. Rhapsody.
No, I see where you're going there.
No, nigga, I'm just saying, nigga. That's,
you're throwing that in there. It's a tidbit. Like, one of the best albums this year was Rhapsody.
Last year?
Yeah.
2019,
nigga. That nigga the same fucking thing.
No, it's not. It's not this year anymore.
We 5 weeks in and we just gonna throw away 2019?
Yeah, nigga, it's over. You can't put 19 on fucking... If you put 19 on a check right now, shit wouldn't work.
Because it's not 2019. So we gotta go 2020.
When the last time you wrote a check?
Never wrote a check, nigga. That's you.
When the last time you wrote the date on something?
I write the date on my when I write a song. So last time I wrote a song, it's probably last month. Last month, which is January. It's last month.
All right, nigga. This nigga.
What you doing with one of your girlfriends for Valentine's?
One of, nigga. I only have one, and it's time.
Times Day.
I don't know, man, but I got to do something.
I would advise it.
Absolutely. What do you mean? I wasn't saying it like I had a choice.
I would
advise it,
like, nigga. I would not.
I gotta at least take my girl out. You know what I mean?
It seems like it's just...
If there's time for these other bitches, like... That's what the 15th is for, actually.
Maybe. Right? What? That's the 15th for?
The ones...
That should be... Yo.
The ones you know...
That's the new holiday. We gotta come up with a catchy title.
Nigga, there's no need for the title. It's Bitch, I Was With My Girl. I'm not fucking with you.
Side Bitch Day?
That's do not disturb.
What would be the 15th? Would that be Side Bitch Day?
No, not really, because you might not even be 15th worthy, for real. Think about it, like, let's say Valentine's Day is the 14th, right? So you spend that with your girl.
Side bitch day should be the
15th. You might be like, damn, let me swing through, check on moms, you know? Like, you might take your daughter out for lunch, or, you know, might be that next Tuesday.
Like, The following
Tuesday.
But Valentine's don't.
I know.
Might fall on Tuesday.
Doesn't though. Matter. That following Tuesday. Regardless of the day. Is the time you check to see if the bitch still alive.
You guys heard it. He just came up with a new holiday.
The following Tuesday after Valentine's Day is Get In Where You Fit In Day, I guess.
Get In. We will come up with a name. You guys can help us. Throw it in the comments or whatever. All right, Side Bitch Day was the first thing I thought. This is easiest, you know what I mean, came on top.
He considered a side bitch these days.
Yo, remember crazy. Some girls, you crazy, dude. Some girls like that.
Yo, women really don't give a fuck. Like, I have a girl and a child on the way, right? And women are still approaching it like, you see y'all working? Like, what?
Look, here's the thing, yo. I believe a woman can do the fuck she wants, dog. Believe that shit.
What do you mean? You said she can do whatever the fuck she want?
Like, when I say, bitch, like, if a girl be like, if a dude came and be like, oh, man, that girl, your girl a whole nigga, she fuck everybody. I'm like,
oh, that doesn't bother me at all. It's like, damn. Is she doing it now?
Like, nah, because some nigga posted some shit. And it made me fucking laugh with the Megan and Jesus. You know, motherfuckers just being, it was more so motherfuckers being funny than anything. Right. It was some people who was trying to get in there and trying to provoke people to say shit. I'm not even gonna get into what they were trying to provoke, but it was people that was trying to provoke.
They're interracial shit?
Nah, yeah, it was people trying to provoke. Like, yeah, see that, it was people that was trying to make it a black man issue, but we're not even gonna broach that. Let me get off. He was a nigga posted. He was like, damn fool. Don't you know you was kissed 30 nigga in the party? Don't be a menace.
That's funny.
I was like, yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a good one.
And it's not hurtful. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't stabbing at a motherfucker for that. You trying to get your joke off.
No, but what I'm saying is, just in the context of, like, dashiki.
Yeah. Oh, so they're trying to say she's low.
That's what the whole joke, that's what the joke was, nigga.
No, that's what I'm saying. Reference, the picture of her with different dudes.
No, it was just the video of her, Jeezy. Well, yeah, the whole topic.
Because I seen a joke where it was like cropped with four pictures of her with various dudes. And it's like, nigga, you know how this, you just hugged up with a motherfucker and they look like, oh, she fucking all these niggas. How'd you get that from this? It's like, it's already, now they're in a whole relationship just from this one video.
Dashiki
did have a bunch of fucking kids by everybody at the party.
Even though she's a hoe. I couldn't deal with that. She got 7 kids. I'm not.
She has every right to be a hoe.
I don't have a problem with a woman.
But I have the same right not to deal with her.
I don't even fuck if my girl. Like, if. I put it like this. If I find. If my soulmate is the one I run into and she was a fucking porn star.
So be it. Like, I didn't. I mean, it is what it is.
Her having kids would be more of a deal breaker.
So.
A porn star. Because, I don't want to be a stepdad.
So. Recreational fucking is more hurtful than the, because it's technically her line of work.
Hey, goddamn, bitch. Yeah, was, eating your pussy on the mic?
I thought she was, wait a minute, put some context. Like, yes.
It's dog.
This
is a dog. It's a dog. It's a dog.
You make it seem like we just got bitches over there.
That's that be dope, nigga.
It's studio live and shit.
Them niggas is nonchalant while two women back there eating, he's smacking the shit.
Death row or some shit like this.
She's eating the shit out of that joint. If I could do that, I'd have a lot of women. What? If I could eat pussy like she was just eating hers, I would have a lot of women, dude. She was obviously doing, she was into it. She was smacking that joint up.
Good times being had everywhere, man.
Smacking that joint. But no,
but
a whole pass, I don't give a fuck about a whole pass.
I'd rather you get
I would have more. It's just kisses, because it's like, I want to start from ground zero, bitch. We ain't neither one of us got kids. If I ain't got no kids, you can't have no kids.
Well, I eliminated that fact
years ago.
10 years ago,
10 years ago. But realistically, it's going to be extremely difficult for me to find a female in my age bracket
that doesn't
have kids.
When I was younger, I literally didn't like date seriously. Me having, say,
I can date, but I can't date seriously.
I saw no future with good women that had kids already. And I had a kid, so I was like, I was a fucking hypocrite. It was just more so like, I didn't want.
That's hypocritical as shit. Like, I don't have kids.
But here's the thing, I never expected anyone else to be a mother to my daughter. She has a mom.
Yeah.
So I didn't come in, because I've had women that wanted me to play daddy, and I'm like, yo, I just met the kid. How am I going to discipline this kid?
And here's why I had the stepdad rule, because.
Oh, you're going to be a wonderful stepdad.
I'm to great this. With fucking kids, dude. I'm great with
black
kids.
Black chick with two white kids.
It's a little mixed up.
Nah, I know.
I'm great with kids, right?
With the reverse Mega the Stallion.
I want you to fuck. You know what?
You always.
If the father is not in the life at all,
better
then
for you.
Maybe.
Better for you.
Because it's like, nigga, it can't be two men trying to fucking be the niggas. At least for me. Because it's gonna be we're gonna butt heads eventually, nigga. And not just that, the kid can always be like, fuck you, nigga, you're not my real dad.
Yeah, but that's what I never understood. Why does that man have to be daddy or father figure? And I'm only coming at it because I've been in my daughter's life the entire time. I am her father.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom's married. She doesn't call this nigga daddy, she called that nigga his name. Because that's who he is, you know what I mean? He's not stepping in my position.
How old was he when he came into Zoe's life?
She's probably like 5 or 6.
But that's already like...
It's already been set in stone.
Set in stone.
But no, but here's the thing. Like, that man's not replacing you to... Or you're not replacing that man as that kid's father. You replace him as in the relationship.
Nigga, yes you are. Because you're doing this thing, you're doing it daily. If they don't have a relationship where they're co-parenting...
Right.
Then you are.
But you're saying you would rather them not have that relationship, right?
Nigga, because it's gonna be. I feel like
I don't
because the kid can do some shit, and I can be like, yo, I'm gonna fuck you. He might do some shit.
What the fuck are you doing? Like, I'm gonna fuck you up to a kid for?
Because kids are bad as shit, dude. I was bad as shit when I was a kid. I deserve the I'm gonna fuck you up if you because it put that like nigga. You just no violence is the best way for a motherfucker not to do something again. Nigga, I went like this. I put it like this.
No, violence teaches the biggest, baddest motherfuckers, right?
I put it like this, dog. I say bitch all the time in, you know, conversations.
I know, and don't even mean anything by it.
Don't mean anything by it. But I do not call women bitches, like, in arguments, they face nothing like that. I just angry. You know why? I called one of my brother's girlfriends a bitch one time when I was younger.
Your brother should fight you.
Fuck all that. I don't remember what she did to me. She told my mom. Nigga, I tried to put on 2 pairs of jeans off. Nigga,
oh, you didn't get your ass
stripped that shit, nigga. That ass whooping, I don't cause why I don't go on bitches. Violence solves a lot of shit. That to was, my nigga, point.
Emotional scarring got you to the point where, yeah, damn, that ass whooping sticking with me.
I'm not gonna call her. I ain't gonna call her a bitch. I know how that felt. But now, like,
I might call this bitch a hoe, but I never call this bitch a bitch.
Kid might do something that is worthy of me fucking yoking his ass up. Like, little nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What
you know what I'm saying?
Type of shit.
And if I do that, nigga, why you yoke my son up? Did you see what this nigga just did? He did this, that, dude. This nigga deserved that shit. He could have killed the whole fucking house. Could have blew up the whole fucking house.
What the fuck are these kids doing around?
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying.
No, I don't know what you're saying. This nigga's taking the extremist
Hypothetical is the worst way and the best way to illustrate points sometimes.
I'm trying to illustrate a point. You're raising someone else's kids.
I'm trying to illustrate a point.
What's the point? You want this bitch to either not have kids, and again, sorry for the bitches, this is how we talk over here. You want her to either.
We're just talking amongst each other. Yeah, if it was like women around, we'd be.
I'd still say bitch, but
I'll try to censor myself. I never directed it.
Nigga, we know why. You got your ass whooped. You made that perfectly clear why you don't call bitches, women bitches to their.
You know friends. What? I'm thinking it as a good thing, but I got some traumatic. Yeah. I got PTSD. I'm thinking.
And you can't wait. A better person. You can't wait to put this on another kid.
No, I'm not saying that. No. I don't want to put. I wouldn't give that kid that kind of ass.
That's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't be no kid like that. I mean, I said bitch, but goddamn, you with me like that, mama? It's too late. It's like this. You passed the statute of limitation, mom. So don't worry about this.
This
you're good.
Literally said
you're good, but you beat this out of that.
She beat right and wrong into you.
Yeah, I was about to start going into like another ass whooping I got for another. I'm not going to talk about
it's gonna paint your mom in a terrible. Like
no, I was about to say about that. Just how that my dad with my ass. So you, I got stories of ass. So you, I was out. Some of those times, I definitely deserved it, but some of them, like, nah, nigga, y'all gotta go that hard, nigga.
I'm more so, I don't believe in bad kids, because it's energetic, and they just don't know.
Well, we just need guidance, especially a kid like me. Creative kids, left-brain kids that are fucking, like, creative and shit, they need the most guidance to this shit, because they have the biggest imaginations, and their minds are fucking...
Sometimes, you have the option to talk to these motherfuckers, Eric. You cannot straight assault them. You can't pull them to the side and be like, look.
No, because ass whoopers really don't do nothing. That's what I'm saying. Like,
no, ass whoopers, I preferred them because it was temporary. Once I got that ass whooping, I knew I was done with that.
No, but certain shit you do.
No.
You need to get fucked up.
There's differences.
But I'm not saying like where you abuse.
No, see, that's how I was getting to. There's ass whoopings and there's beatings. When you got physically assaulted on a whole nother level.
You know what I'm saying?
And their weapon of choice may have been a belt, but they beat you to the point you would never do something again.
Hey, my parents ain't like they wasn't old school like their parents used to. They ain't do no switches and no shit like that. They at least spared that on us.
And I was strictly belt.
It was belts. Got that fucking belt.
Until the one day I decided, you know what, I'm tired of this shit, and I just stood there and didn't cry.
I mean, once I got to a certain age and I started getting bigger and shit, started lifting weights. It was like you can't.
This nigga said start lifting weights. When you just stop getting your ass
like, I was like around 7th, 8th grade.
So around 13, 14?
Yeah. When you, okay. Yeah. It was teenage because like nigga, I'm getting bigger. And because like, I was a buff like, especially like 15 nigga, I was big as shit. For like 15 year old nigga, just cut the fuck up. I was pretty much still the same weight from that. No, I weigh a little more. I actually went I'm gaining weight now and shit. Last time I went to the doctor.
Proud moment.
I'm a man and I have still have a boy body from fucking high school. Been the same fucking weight, nigga. Like it's about time I need to be like a solid 175, 180.
Was that in like shit 9th grade?
Yeah, nigga.
It's like
nigga, I've been in the 160 since 11th grade.
Ever is what you say. Like,
so that's like fuck the damn 14 years, nigga, been that fucking weight, some shit like that. Damn, is that long?
Yeah, that's mathematically correct. Once again,
like,
there we go. This nigga's stupid.
But my overall point was
fuck these kids up.
You can't tell me it's a situation where a kid can do something where they don't deserve to get.
I didn't say that. Nigga.
That's all I'm saying. And then if I do that and the pops come at me, what the fuck? And I tell the nigga what he did, he's like, well, that's my son, I do it. Nah, fuck that. This nigga lives with me. I pay the mortgage and shit and do all this shit, nigga, and take this nigga to fucking practice and goddamn Boy Scouts Chess Club and while your ass wasn't there doing all this shit for this nigga, man.
You argue with a nigga that doesn't exist already. Like, you got this ain't shit black father pictured in your head.
Like, who said he had that? You have that picture in your head.
No, I painted it a white dude. I said you were raised two little white kids.
Nigga, I would talk to any motherfucker. White, yeah. Asian. It'd be funny. Whatever.
Yeah, I told you. But like a year ago, you're going to raise a a Filipino step kid, right?
Nigga, you gonna marry a Filipino? I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna marry. Whatever is best for me. Whatever's best for Aaron, I'm going with.
Yeah, man, I don't love her, but she cook it clean and shit. Like, this nigga say whatever's best for Aaron. Like, there's no fucking way.
Seriously, no, I just need a fucking, look, I just need a partner in crime. That's all I give a fuck about, who I like looking at.
So you want her to be on crowd control while you hit the vault? Is that what you said? Like,
partner exactly, in crime, nigga. That's what the fuck I need.
This nigga want a Pulp Fiction love story and shit.
Like, yep, just soft in the face, soft features, and shorter
over there. I love you too, honey, buddy, and shit. Like,
yep. So I'll be like at least like 5'6" is cool.
5'6"?
5'6".
I always wanted I breed on physical levels. I wanted a boy, so my girl's my height. I figured, you know, nigga gotta be able to dump.
Hey, jib jab or pause it, because I'm about to take a piss real quick. So let's see if you can hold the mic down by yourself, buddy.
Well, yeah, that's has been another episode of...
Come on, I still got topics,
man. That show about come nothing. On, dude, I still got topics, he is 2A motherfucking G. A.K.A. Aaron the Misfit.
Pussy.
I am that guy, Eric X.
Pussies, cut off the episode.
And we out of here, baby.
Can't hold the mic down.